October 21st, 2015, mm-hmm. episode number 151.
Wow.
151. This is quite an accomplishment. Are we over the hill yet? We're still on the incline.
Yeah, we've sort of gone past the big 150 episode milestone.
Right, right. But now it's like another incline up to like...
up to 200.
200?
Yeah.
And then...
Or it's all downhill from here.
Right.
We're on the decline.
We're on the decline.
I don't know.
I hope not. Johnny question mark?
Hello, world.
How are you today?
Doing great, man.
Yeah? Yeah,
you got a new watch.
I see that.
Yeah.
The listeners can really...
They can see it. Let me spend the next half hour describing the watch to everybody.
We are here today with our good friend and Emmy Award winner.
Emmy Award. First ever Emmy Award winner on our podcast.
The show. Yeah. Bianca Rhodes.
Yes. Hello.
How's it going?
Hello. I'm great.
I was going to describe how different your presence is, your glow, your
aura.
I had to drive all the way to Woodbury, she says. My driver didn't want to drive this far.
So silly. No, but it's awesome. And it's funny how the last time, what was it, For the Love? Mm-hmm. It was the nomination.
Yep.
And we were talking about it.
Right.
And how you guys were like, it would be really dope if you win the Emmy. You
and
so
here we
bad.
Are.
So I like to think that we had something to do with that, right? Like,
right.
We influenced people in some way.
They planted the seed.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
We're also here with Sonny.
Little old Sonny.
And you have a role in Candy Fresh.
Yes.
The show. Mm-hmm. We're also here with
Ladies of Candy
Felicia.
Yes.
And Miss Britt.
Hey, hey.
They're here. They don't have microphones or headphones.
We're going to take turns.
It
rotates.
Yes.
Yes.
We're going to do a very good job of that.
Layup line. You go, you know, then you run to the back.
Yep.
Take a shot.
Yep.
I was like, what? Okay.
A good way to support this podcast, because we're 151 into it now,
mm-hmm.
is subscribing. Subscribing to the show is a good way to support.
Absolutely.
And reviewing the podcast, mm-hmm. too.
Yes.
If you have an iPhone,
yep,
you can subscribe. And in the show notes of every show, there's a link. You click the link, it'll take you right to the review page. Give us a solid 1, 2, 3, 4.
Mm-hmm.
Is there 5 stars?
I don't know.
If there
the
is five.
The highest one.
The highest one, please.
Yes, please. Yes. All of the stars.
Yeah. And that's a good way to do it. Otherwise, we're also on Stitcher Radio.
That's right, for those of you using the
Android
telephones. But yeah, you can subscribe to us either way. It doesn't, I mean, there's no downside to it. You get the brand new episodes
Only
delivered to you as soon as they come out. So
it's amazing.
I would encourage everyone to subscribe to the show. Yes. In fact, I don't even care if you listen to the show. Just subscribe.
Just fill in the stars.
Just subscribe and review, and then you're done.
And you're done. It's good to go. There's also a Stitcher app for Apple phones too. Either way, it couldn't be any easier.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm getting excited.
You're getting real worked up.
I'm getting excited. Let's talk about this. It's October 21st.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
This day is Back to the Future Day.
It's the day.
It's
the
day.
The day in the future.
Yes.
Wow.
So in the movie Back to the Future 2.
Yes.
Part 2. They go into the future October 21st, 2015. And we talked about this on an episode with, we went to Noiseland.
Mm-hmm.
Noiseland Industries, they manufacture CDs, vinyl,
mm-hmm.
for local musicians, and Prince, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, they did the Crystal Ball album.
They did indeed. We were talking about like the differences of what they predicted, what actually happened, what didn't happen.
Okay. Right.
And so this is kind of a repeat talking about this stuff. But
we'll hit the big ones.
We'll hit the big ones. So here's the big one. On this day, in the Back to the Future history, in the scene where Marty McFly goes to the future,
yes,
this guy comes up to him and he says, "Man, I wish I could go back in time, put some money on the Cubbies," talking about the Chicago Cubs,
right?
Who have not won a World Series since the 1900s,
mm-hmm.
right?
Like the early, like in the what was it, 1908?
1908.
Yeah.
Yes.
Long. Now the Cubs are literally playing the fourth game in their series right now. Which they've lost all the previous three.
Cubs are pretty much cooked. But but it was a cool effort, and I'm glad that they're still around.
Right. It just would have been crazy had they actually made it to the World Series on this year where they talk about this in the movie.
And considering they hadn't won the World Series, and how many?
Over 100 years.
Yeah. A really long time.
Long time.
But that would have been cool. Another prediction that they had in the movie was they talked about a Florida baseball team,
which did not Miami exist
baseball
at the
team.
Time.
It did not exist at the time. Now
there is a Miami
the Marlins
baseball team.
Yep, so they've predicted that. Good job. Also flying cars. Not a thing. Not quite.
Nope. We got cars that back up on their own, though.
Right. We're getting there.
I think we're pretty close to the self-driving cars, too.
Oh, I need one. Man, in the middle of the night, drive me. I need to go.
Would you guys own a self-driving car? Would you do it?
Could you trust it?
No. I would.
You would?
I'd totally do it. I would test drive it during the day while I'm wide awake. And then once I got comfortable, I'd totally use it. I would.
I wonder if it's going to get to that someday where it's like you can sleep in the car.
But I immediately think of Terminator when I think of the machines. Right.
The machines will rise up
yeah.
and become self-aware.
Once you fall asleep, your car's going to kill you.
If somebody got control of the cars and they all drove us, I have that kind of
maybe for imagination. Road trips.
What movie was that
where Will had a self-driving car and he actually fell asleep because he was going pretty far and his car woke him up because he had to like steer again?
You said Will?
Remember. Will Smith.
Will Smith.
Yes. Of course, Rob.
The one and only.
There's only one Will that matters.
I don't know.
Was it iRobot?
I think it might have been iRobot.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah.
It was not the one where he was selling computers with his son. No. That's not the one.
No.
I don't think his car got towed.
That was not a self-driving car.
Another big thing that did not happen, the hoverboard.
Yeah. No hoverboards.
Wait.
Are you about to tell us something we don't know?
I'm going to tell you something. So it's either BMW or Jaguar or somewhere out in Japan, and it's on a movie preview that I saw it, and it is a hoverboard.
I think I know what you're talking about, and yes. I think it is. BMW or Mercedes. It's one of the two. Yeah,
and they were in a skate park and not touching the.
So I guess
ramps.
They haven't like made one that's for
that affordable
consumer
for us.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right.
But they have made.
Yeah, they've made these things with like a magnetic field. There was one that had like with liquid nitrogen cooling or something.
Yeah.
That was maybe that's the one.
That might. I think that is the one.
I'm more
but
concerned about that than the self-driving cars. I think. That's just, I'm like, whoa. Hold on a second.
That's a little overcomplicating what the hoverboard should be. I mean, Mattel is supposed to manufacture in the damn thing. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's what they're.
It should be a toy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like a complicated.
Mattel did make like the like it was just a hoverboard that was just like a model. You know, you could have gotten that, but. It doesn't work.
No.
It doesn't work. You know, okay, so for today, Pepsi, did you guys hear about this? Pepsi, I feel like, who says that? Did you guys hear about this? Did you guys hear about this?
You sound like Jay Leno.
Jay Leno,
that's who it is. Before every joke. So did you guys hear about this?
did you guys hear about this one? Pepsi. Brutal. In the movie Back to the Future 2, Marty McFly goes to this, I don't know, like a restaurant. And he orders a Pepsi. It was called Pepsi Perfect, right?
Wow.
Specifically made by Pepsi for the movie. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it wasn't like actually manufactured.
Right.
But Pepsi was supposed to release like 6,000 some of this today, just for today, right?
Wow.
Exact same bottle. It's got this unique like curved weird thing that mm-hmm. for like $21 a bottle, mm-mm. right?
That's too much.
No.
And they released it to a New York Comic-Con, like 2,000 of them went to there. So if you attended this New York Comic-Con deal, you got one for free.
Wow.
But then they ended up releasing, it was supposed to come out today, mm-hmm. just for today. And they released it like early and they sold out immediately, of course.
Right.
So people like me who were like, I could spend $21 to get
oh
one
my
of these.
God.
No, I didn't get a chance.
You're not going to drink it.
I was going to say somebody's going to. I can see somebody saving that.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Putting it on a mantle in a shadow box.
Right.
I'd drink lights. It. I'd be the one to drink it.
Like, I thought it was a regular one.
For $21, Sonny. Really?
You owe me
$21.
We're going to go and have it appraised, and you're paying for that, whatever that guy says.
They put something different in the mix or something for $21.
It was like a, what is that, throwback? You know how they do like the Pepsi throwback? It's like the Pepsi throwback with real sugar.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that's what it was.
Wow.
You know what we were just talking about today was the food rehydrators?
Yes.
Where they put the tiny pizza in the oven, and it comes out a full Pizza Hut pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Jetsons?
They're not doing that.
No, that hasn't happened yet.
No.
A rehydrator.
Rehydrator.
So if something's already a tiny thing, you put it in there.
Within seconds.
Yes.
Oh. Within seconds.
Yeah. Jetson.
It's pretty slick.
A chia pet.
A whole family Thanksgiving meal. And
but there is
bam, a pill. Everybody. Right.
That would be nice. Yes. That would be nice. You know what they did get right, though, is the they had like the wall monitor, which was basically like the big flat screens we have now. Right. You know, so they had that right. And then like Skype video conferencing. Mm-hmm. They got that right.
I need to watch that movie
you gotta
again.
It's still good. That's my favorite one. Back to the Future 2. Some of my favorite things. And then also in that scene where they're eating dinner, after they're eating the rehydrated Pizza Hut pizza, the kids have like the glasses on.
I
which
had
is
a pair of those
Google
glasses.
Glass.
Google glasses. Yeah.
That's basically.
Yeah.
You have they a pair funky of Google Glass?
No, not Google Glass. Those funky futuristic
yep
type
yep
glasses.
I had a pair of those.
Because Pizza Hut
did the promotion
did
thing.
The promotion.
Yeah.
Oh, they did.
I have an old picture of me with them glasses on. I was so excited.
This sounds like a Throwback Thursday
oh
picture.
Yeah,
right
yeah
here.
That's. I'm like, you should have posted that tonight.
I will
perfect
post it now that you mentioned that because I was excited to have them glasses. I was cute.
What else did they get right? There was lots of phone booths in the movie.
Yeah, that wasn't.
That's not a thing
no
anymore, obviously.
No.
Superman's not happy about that. Where is he going to go?
Yeah. Yeah.
The back of a car, yeah.
I mean, if he's so super, he could be resourceful and find
right
a place to go.
There you go.
He doesn't need a phone booth.
The fashion of the movie.
Yes. Did you take your pull your
pants? Yeah. We were just. Pants? I came home from work with the kids, and I had to start the movie. I just needed a refresher.
Mm-hmm.
When they get back to the year 2015, Doc Brown's like, he's like, here, Marty. He's like, Marty. That's my impression.
That's your impression. Very good.
Put these clothes on. You know, pull the pockets out because that's what the kids in the future do. They pull the pockets. Mm-hmm. The pockets are hanging out.
Wow.
So that's wrong, obviously.
Two neckties.
Yep. Yeah, that's a thing. That's a thing.
Why wouldn't you wear two neckties?
Why wouldn't you? one isn't enough.
No, of course not.
The Ottawa Lacing shoes, not a
which,
thing.
No, they just
they
Nike
did release,
just put them out today.
Today?
Yeah.
Was it Nike?
Yeah, the Air Mag, I think they're called, and they gave the first pair to Michael J. Fox.
Oh, that's
cool.
These Air
cool
Mag
though
shoes.
Okay.
So you can see them tie themselves?
I don't know really how accurate they are to actually tying themselves, but Google Michael J. Fox Air Mag and you'll see. And they wrote him a really nice letter saying they're going to, I don't know if they're going to sell them or something, but they're going to do something to help raise money for Parkinson's research.
Right.
Oh,
right.
That's
with
cool
the shoes.
That's cool.
So yeah, I thought that was pretty cool.
Nike Air Mag. This is the real deal.
I just imagine how many tears are going to erase with something like that for 5-year-olds trying to
right.
Oh, just go in the room and get the shoe tie.
Power lacing.
Yep.
It says it does power lacing.
Power lacing. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And I'm not like a huge sneakerhead, but I would consider some Air Mags because those are pretty cool looking shoes.
Yeah, they actually.
Does it show how it does?
Is it a video?
I don't see a video, but that's what they look like. So they look kind of like a modern version
like
of what they showed in the movie.
Yeah, they actually do look like that.
That's cool. That's cool. They see this is some progression we've made, even from back 100, episode number 108
mm-hmm
to 151.
We have the shoes now. Oh, I thought you were talking about progression in me because I actually did some research for the show.
Oh, that's progression. That's progress. That is progress. Well, Nike did release a short run of that shoe, but it wasn't a power lacing or anything like that.
It was just a regular shoe.
Yeah. Well, let's move on. Are you guys okay with this? Back to the Future Day? Did you celebrate in any way, shape, or form?
It's going back and remembering pieces of the movie.
Yeah.
That's my issue.
I still want the car,
pieces
though.
Of it. Yeah.
Oh, the DeLorean?
Someone was telling me that people who have Amazon Prime can stream all three Back to the Future movies today for free.
Just for today?
If you, I don't know if it's today or if it's for the whole month. But it's the celebration. So if you have Amazon Prime, you can watch the Back to the Future movies.
Mm.
Yes, I still want the car, though.
Get yourself a DeLorean. So, yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
It was good. I didn't celebrate the day, but maybe I will when I get home from this here podcast.
Mm-hmm. You should.
Yeah.
You have Amazon board. Prime, don't you?
I do. Yes,
Air
I do.
Primer?
You know I do,
that's
Rob.
That's how I know.
Let's talk about this because Kanye released shoes this year.
Mm-hmm.
The Yeezus, was that this
the
year?
The Air Yeezy.
The Air Yeezy.
I think
and they kind of looked like this
They look like that shirt.
Aramaic, actually. It did.
Like he wears those up.
Uh-oh, someone sold the rights.
Uh-oh.
He said, give me those.
Well, Kanye released two new songs this week, right? And they're not exactly new songs. One is a remix of a Weeknd song called Say You Will. Well, it's actually a remix of a song called Tell Your Friends, which Kanye co-produced for The Weeknd. Do you guys listen to The Weeknd?
I like The Weeknd. I like him. Yeah. He just
can't feel my face when I'm with you.
Yes. The Weeknd. I sang it the other day. My daughter was like, "No, it's you." At the end, I'm like, "Okay, all right."
Weeknd was the musical guest on SNL a couple weeks ago, and I had never seen him before.
Yeah,
I had heard of him, but I'd never heard of his music. I don't listen to like radio, and so I was way out of it. And I heard, I was like, this guy is awesome. Boom.
Yeah.
I immediately was turned on to his music. Now I'm sort of getting into it.
Yeah.
He's
Canadian.
Really?
Yeah. He is Canadian.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So we got some good stuff coming out of the North.
Yes.
Drake.
Oh, we got to talk about it.
Yeah.
That video. What is it called?
Did you like it or you did? What's
the dancing.
The hotline. He's not really a dancer.
But seriously, leave it to the dancers. And then, I'm just remember. I thought it was a gimmick. That's what's funny.
I did. Yeah. I totally thought it was a gimmick.
I didn't believe that it was a real music video.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, all the memes, all the videos,
right,
poking fun at it. Mm-hmm. You know. Dancers on stairs.
My favorite one so far, Egypto Knuckles. If you know Egypto, he reposted a meme today of what was it? He was holding like a tennis racket, I think it was. Drake. And he's like hitting this ball. He's hitting this ball. And it's like boom, 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 boom. Yeah. It was good. I learned some moves from that video.
Oh, there you go. No, Rob.
So, Rob, next time we go out to the club, which is a thing we do.
We do. We go clubbing just the two of us.
We're going
to
make sure we do all the Drake moves.
I'll learn them all.
Make sure you have your puffy jacket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. So, what do you think about the Kanye songs?
Did you guys hear them?
There's the one he remixed for The Weeknd. What was that? Tell Me.
Say You Will. Tell Your Friends is the Weeknd song that originally remixed. Yeah.
I heard the Say You Will one.
Okay.
I heard that one.
Then there's another one, When I See It. That's a remix of a song that he had from 808s and Heartbreaks, which actually is an album that I don't really, it's my least favorite Kanye album. Uh-huh. And that song, though, is my favorite of the two that he released this week. Mm-hmm. Too much auto-tune, though, you know? That's the thing. He's got to get away from that.
Our friend Breezy posted on Facebook today about the new Kanye song. She's like, I think it's official that Through the Wire Kanye is gone.
It's gone.
It's over.
You know what? I'm going to be hopeful, and I'm just going to say that he's continuously evolving. Because I know everybody just was in love with the college dropout Kanye, and the outspoken and socially conscious Kanye. And I'm going to say this. I really believe he got screwed up after his mom died. If you really lay it, and everybody's like, I don't like Kanye anymore. And I'm like, I just think he hasn't mourned. He's in the public eye. I just think he hasn't mourned, and I am still a Kanye fan. He just got to tap back into that. That's all.
Right. Yeah. Well, that All Day song, the one with Alan Kingdom.
Yes,
that's a good track.
I agree.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what these. Maybe these are just throwaway tracks he's just given to people to.
Well, how long have we been waiting on? What's the album called? Swish. How long have we been waiting on Swish now? I love that for an album title.
It is. Yeah.
Swish.
What was the original?
It's just fun to say.
What was the original title?
Before it was Swish?
Yeah, it was something else before. Do you guys remember what it was?
Which album is
this? This is the one that he's
yet unreleased Kanye album. Yeah.
Swish.
I have no
idea.
He
always has like three names for his albums
that's true.
When they come out.
Yeah. Well, I don't know when it's coming. I just hope that it's different from these two tracks for sure. You know, I mean, they're cool. It's the one with the remix one has this Caroline Shaw. She's like a violinist.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the term? Violinist.
Not violinist.
Oh, yeah.
No.
A violin player.
That would be a fiddler.
She plays the fiddle.
No.
If you're going to play in Texas, got to have a fiddle in the band. Well, you mentioned The Weeknd was on SNL.
Yes.
Tracy Morgan.
Yes.
Hosted SNL.
I was really happy about that.
Yeah, that was really cool to see him. And tell me, like, the monologue when he came out. He did that. He was acting like he was like having trouble speaking.
Yeah, yeah, man, yeah. He's bogus for that.
Well, it seemed like he kind of progressed out of this accident that he was in quickly because he did that. Like he did a Good Morning, whatever America or some interview where it was like, I don't know if I can be funny again. He said that in that interview, like that. After the accident, it was kind of like, oh well, that's it. I pretty much wrote him off at that point.
He might be done.
Yeah, but then he hosted it.
He got married.
He was I hate to be cynical about it, but when he gave that interview, the lawsuit was still going on.
Yeah.
As soon as he got that settlement,
he was
all of a sudden
good.
He was really funny again.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I hate to be cynical about it because I love Tracy, but,
it was a lot of money.
The paper signed, he gets that money, then you know he's
I can go back to being funny again.
Well, he probably got a lot of material on all that messed up
Man.
Stuff that
yeah,
was going
yeah,
on.
For
so,
sure.
Yeah.
My he will always be Hustle Man to me.
Hustle Man.
For Martin.
Martin.
He will always be Hustle Man. He, to me, he
do 6 for $10.
Yeah. You know how much a pack of Freaks costs? I love Hustle Man. So that's
take 5 for $20.
That was a lot of people forget about that. That was a very small role.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, for Martin enthusiasts, they know about
yeah,
it.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, they know Hustle Man.
Absolutely.
But I mean, that's when he was like first starting out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. But that's to me, that is Tracy Morgan. Mm-hmm.
He always had
Man.
The craziest stuff. I got this peacock for you. Where the hell you find a peacock?
Some free range chicken.
Why isn't Martin on like Netflix
He's
or something?
Actually, worked well, the.
The
I
show,
know.
I think
the it, show itself, yeah.
I think
yeah.
I think it's because he's making. Well, I know you can they contract with Netflix in order for them to make money off of, but it just seems like he's doing. It seems like it's doing so well with people outside of Netflix, but it does make sense because I think they could reach a whole new generation of people.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
It might be on Hulu, but I don't have Hulu, so I don't know if it is or not.
I don't know. I'd have to check.
Or Amazon.
There's a lot of stuff ain't on Netflix need to be on
Netflix. Yeah, that's true.
That's a whole nother podcast.
So what did you think about the episode?
I loved it. I think he did like the 30 Rock reunion deal.
Oh, so
that was cool to see.
I was a huge 30 Rock fan. I loved that show, so I laughed pretty hard.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So... I mean, it's only been 3 episodes so far this year, but this was easily the best of the 3. I mean, the season opener was Miley Cyrus, and that was
I didn't see that one yet.
And the second was Amy Schumer, who I really like, but the episode itself wasn't anything special.
Yeah.
But yeah, he brought back Brian Fellows.
Brian Fellows.
Safari Planet, which is a great,
it's a great
bit.
Yeah, and the fact that in that bit, did you guys see this? So he's the animal. He's interviewing people that are working with animals and there was a camel and the camel this is the beauty of live TV this camel like walks in front of the camera. It's like, what can you do? There's nothing you can do about it. So that was funny.
So yeah, he brought back a few of his characters. He did during Weekend Update this homeless character that he had done,
which was great.
And then they closed the episode with my favorite recurring Tracy Morgan character, Astronaut Jones, which is the whole concept of the bit is they set it up. They play this like 2-minute theme song. He has like a 30-second interaction with an alien, and then they play a 2-minute outro. There's nothing to this game. Oh, it's so good.
And the credits are all written by Tracy Morgan.
Oh, wow.
Produced by Tracy Morgan. Directed by Tracy Morgan.
Now that's how you make
that
a comeback.
That was great. Astronaut Jones was really good. And you know who I was surprisingly fond of was the what's her name now? The musical, the girl who sang.
Was it
Demi
Lovato?
Yes. She was really good, and I am not familiar with Demi Lovato, but she could sing a little bit.
I skipped through it.
Yeah, no, you should listen to it. It was solid.
She doesn't do anything for me.
Well, she doesn't do anything for me either, but...
Obviously,
well,
she does, John.
She does now. She was good. I was very impressed.
I'll tell you this, too. They also had... you know, SNL does these commercials once in a while, and they really hit sometimes. The one they had, well, it wasn't a commercial. It was kind of a commercial / sketch of
fake
this
commercial.
This fake, fake poop spray. Okay, it was like a company.
They make fake cocaine.
Fake cocaine.
So he could go to the bathroom. And people didn't think he was using the bathroom. They thought he was using, because it was more acceptable to be thought that you were using cocaine than actually going
to the bathroom.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
I thought that was good. And there was another one where it was, you want to dance? like these two. Tracy Morgan was this guy that this thuggish guy, and the other guy comes up to him and is like, "Hey, you want to dance?" And he's like, "He didn't mean Tracy Morgan didn't mean fight. He wanted to actually dance.
He wanted to actually dance.
Okay, the battles back.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
All in all, very good episode.
It was. Yeah, yeah. The you know most of the SNL stuff these days is really hit or miss, and this was a mostly hit. Definitely. I gotta say, yeah. But it could be the chemistry that Tracy Morgan had history with SNL, and you know, I don't know. I don't know.
They set him up for success. He had good sketches, good recurring bits. Yeah. I'm a fan.
Good stuff. Yeah. Well, on a local level, let's talk about this. The Current. Do you guys listen to The Current?
Yes.
89.3. Yes. Our publicly funded radio station. Mm-hmm. I don't know that any other state has something like this, do they?
Maybe. They're supposed to.
I mean, everyone has public radio.
They do.
Yeah.
But I don't know that everyone's is as good as The Current.
Not as good as ours, though.
I think we're pretty lucky.
You should be so. It's something for you to be proud of in Minnesota.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I give this guy a hard time anytime like something from Minnesota happens. He's like, "Yeah, Minnesota, we're the best." Like he's super proud of being Minnesotan.
I am proud of it.
So there you go. You can talk about The Current.
Let's talk about it. So The Current has you can stream their regular station online, thecurrent.org. Or I feel like I'm doing like a fundraiser.
Yeah,
like
keep going, man. We need that.
They also have a stream called Local Current, which is all Minnesota music, 24/7, which is really cool. Get this: the first snowfall that accumulates 1 inch of snow or more, they're going to do a Prince marathon.
I love
Prince, who is, of course, from Minnesota,
right? Yes. Who you're super proud of.
That's an example of what John's talking
about.
Who's
at the Lynx game?
Yeah.
He was at the game,
He was at the Lynx game.
And threw a party afterwards.
And threw a party.
I heard about the party.
Last week we were talking on the show about the private party that he did after the Madonna show.
Right.
And Andrea Swenson from The Current was one of the 60 people who was
that
there
got
in
invited.
The show.
He's very particular.
Have you guys been lucky enough to see a show at Paisley Park before?
Once.
You did.
Once. When I
was, let's was hear about
it. Super dope.
Just the people that he had. For me, I was turned on by the people he had with him.
Mm-hmm.
Just I was screaming by the time we got to Prince before we even got to him. I love his afro. I love he had like this dashiki looking thing. And that's totally not the Prince that I remember from when I came up. Like Prince was sharp. He had the heels and like my dad almost dressed like Prince. So that to me was like I felt like we were connected in some kind of way.
Yeah.
But it was just dope. I don't really know how to explain it. Just he had so much talent with him.
Yeah.
And I noticed that over the years, he just keeps talent around him. Everybody that's around him is super talented.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a really, really, really good show. And I don't really go to a lot of concerts, but that one definitely turned me on and made me want to be like, yeah, I'm going to need to get out here and see some stuff. Obviously, it's not going to be on par with a Prince concert.
Yeah.
So.
Right. How long ago was that?
I think it was like 2 years ago. That was my first time at Paisley Park.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Learning about the no cameras, cameras, no smartphones, no beepers,
no nothing.
No backpacks, no watches, no Google Glasses, just you.
Just you. Yeah. And the memory.
I bet some people have a hard time with that, like disconnecting from some people are so connected to their phones. Like I bet people have a hard time with that.
I bet.
Yeah. I think I'd be one of those people. So like, I won't take my phone out. But if you see me with it out, just throw me out.
No, you don't understand.
What do they do with your phone?
You have to literally check it in or put it back in your car.
Mm-hmm.
But he's famous for that. Like, you know, if I don't know if you guys follow Kevin Smith's stand-up comedy.
Yeah, his bit about Prince.
His whole bit about Prince.
I'm familiar.
Having him bring in, he was like, yeah, I want you to shoot a movie here. It's going to be great. He hires all these people. I'm talking like specialists in certain type of cameras. There's only like three in the nation. Like he hired those people, did the whole thing. And then Kevin's like, yeah, so you love it? And he's like, yeah, it's great. Yeah. No, we're done. We can't do it anymore. What? Millions of dollars just gone.
Yeah.
So,
Prince can do that.
He can do that. Yeah. But people have kind of solved the problem in a way where they'll stand outside of Paisley Park, take a picture of Paisley Park.
I've done that.
That's not bad. And then talk about what happened. Yeah. So they don't have real documentation, but it's
like
they're able to just, I can talk about it. But he has a whole team of people that watch and monitor everything.
I wonder. I got to imagine after Prince dies, think of the archives. Think of the shit. Like, you think it was bad after Tupac died? There's going to be 17 million more approximately albums. Prince songs that are going to come out after he dies.
Yeah. This is a terrible thing there's to say, so but I could see the excitement in it. Like, I want to see the stuff that he did.
I can't wait for Prince to die.
Yeah, I don't want to say it like sad. That. But
nobody wants to say that.
I don't want
to
say that, but you knew what I was saying. You knew what I meant, though.
So,
all
yes.
the little stuff that came out, like when he first started, when he was unsigned, that'd be real cool to hear.
You know, knowing Prince, he probably was like has something set up so like as soon as he dies, Paisley Park just burns to the ground. He leaves nothing.
As soon as his heart stops beating, literally, it's just like boom, burns to the ground.
I think it'll be on some Willy Wonka type shit. He's gonna go into a magical elevator and he's just gonna be gone, and then everything else is gonna blow up.
That's it. That's it.
Just fizzle into the air.
Oh, so I missed a very important fact in this Prince marathon. The 1 inch of snow that needs to accumulate has to come from Chanhassen, Minnesota, which is the home of Paisley Park. Right?
Who came up with this?
This is like, somebody, somebody at the current. Prince. I think it's pretty cool.
I don't have a problem with it.
Are they going to play a radio edit of Pussy Control?
No.
Well, that's does that exist?
That's
all the, old
the
stuff.
Only thing. He's not going to be okay.
You can't do Pussy Control.
Stuff.
You can't do Darling Nikki. You can't do any of that stuff on radio.
But they'll play the hits and stuff.
Any of that stuff.
And it said B-sides, you know, rare songs. And
that's cool.
The Bat Dance.
Was that from the Batman soundtrack?
It certainly was. Yes.
I need to be schooled in these songs.
Oh, that's...
You've never heard the Batman soundtrack?
Okay, so my whole experience with Prince, I lived in Chicago when Prince was, with the pants and everything. Mm-hmm. Like, and then I moved here, and then I hear people talk about all these B-side songs. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't know. I know Kiss. I know Raspberry Beret. I know, like, the cliche ones that everybody,
There's a lot of, like, I hope they play Madhouse. Where it's just those are just like these crazy funk instrumentals that just go forever. I hope maybe 2-3 o'clock in the morning.
Well, I mean, however long the marathon is, they're gonna have to fill a lot of time.
Oh yeah, yes, he does. He's got an impressive catalog. You know, they could fill it. They could fill it. I don't know if they could go for weeks, but I don't know.
They didn't specify how long the marathon.
No, they didn't. No. No.
Maybe the whole stream just becomes Prince. Maybe it's just over. That's just all it is now. It's just all Prince all the time.
That would be crazy.
Yeah, forever. It's a Prince
station. We were talking about how many children would be conceived if there's certain hours.
Right.
That would be played throughout the day. Mm-hmm.
31:21.
People just magically just walk off their job like, honey, meet you at home. That one song.
I gotta go. Don't ask me why. I just gotta go. Okay. All right. Just gotta go home. Gotta go home. All right. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right.
We got time for this quick. You want to talk about Prof's album?
Yes, Liability came out on Friday.
Yeah.
Have you listened to it?
I've only heard the singles.
It is outstanding.
Outstanding.
It's so good.
You know who has a song called Outstanding on their hit debut album?
Don't say Shaq.
Yes.
Ah,
I'm going to say Shaq. Shaq Diesel.
Don't say Shaq.
Anyways.
it's really good, man. I think it's a little back-end heavy, but I'm a little bit more into like the more serious stuff that he does. The first half of the record is really sort of party song heavy. The second half of the record is a little bit more serious, more of the singing stuff, which I think he's pretty good at.
Mm-hmm.
His guest appearances are great. Tech N9ne comes
your
really
favorite
strong.
Waka Flocka. Tech N9ne
is on Waka Flocka
hold
does
on, what?
Like
what?
The quintessential Waka Flocka. Like, it's perfect. It's so Waka Flocka. It's just a great, and it fits the song perfectly. It's just a great, like, really up tempo, high energy party song.
Which is a video. Did you see the video for Ape Shit?
It's called Ape Shit. And
features Waka Flocka.
Oh my god.
So yeah, it's 16 tracks.
He was in town. Now when I think about it,
and
Waka just showed the hell up. Waka just showed up.
Felicia had a random picture with him.
Oh yeah.
And you know who showed up on the record that like I didn't even know was still around? Petey Pablo.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Petey Pablo's Petey got a Pablo. Song.
He's on Empire.
He is on Empire.
Oh, that's right. That's
that
right.
Whole
if I watched Empire,
that was hilarious.
I would know. So, like, he's a regular character on Empire or just, like, shows up?
Okay, so
like
what had happened was...
I'm like, did he do, like, a... And people were really like, was that Petey Pablo?
It is.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know him if he didn't have his shirt off and wave it around like a helicopter. That's the only... I could recognize him then.
So yeah, all in all, I'd say it's absolutely worth the purchase.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. How's the Tech Nine song? Great record.
It's good.
I mean, it's Tech Nine.
Yeah. It's called Nine? Ghost.
It's called what?
Ghost.
Ghost.
And it's really good.
And there's a video for that as well.
There's a video for that as well.
Yeah. See, I'm not. See, Tech Nine is, he scares me sometimes. So nope, I could see won't
that.
Be watching the video.
I could see that.
The video for that is actually really good because they went to Kansas City to shoot it, I think.
Yeah.
And, oh, and both Tech Nine and Prof and even Mac Lethal makes an appearance in the video as well. So it's, yeah, it's very cool.
Speaking of appearances, the Ape Shit video.
Yes.
Which it doesn't even have Prof in the video. It's DJ Fundo, his DJ.
Oh.
And it's kind of a thriller. I know, it's just really crazy. You got you got to check out that video. But cameos by Meta Soda, Meta's in there, and
shout out to Meta.
Who else was in there? Half Dozen is in there too. And there's probably somebody else.
Bunch more people, I think.
Yeah, yeah. So that's cool. That's a good song. And and the Waka Flocka, who I'm not a fan of,
not a fan
feature
of
on there was like, it wasn't anything that I was like, this is horse shit.
No, it fits. You know? It fits in perfectly with the song.
Yeah.
You know,
very
it's
well
a song
done.
That deserves Waka Flocka.
Just as long as they ain't mess my homeboy Afro up, I'm good.
No, he's good. Afro is still intact.
Good.
So yeah, I'd say everyone run out and purchase it. If you're not the purchasing kind, it is available on Spotify and the like.
Can I walk out and get it?
Oh yeah, probably.
Okay.
Where are you going to walk?
I don't know. Probably Fifth Element.
You could walk to the Fifth Element.
I'd probably get it on vinyl.
Yeah. I don't have anything.
You don't have any wrestling news. Normally, we'd talk about wrestling news. He has no wrestling
news.
There's
no wrestling for the second week in a row.
Wow. It's like wrestling just, there's nothing happening.
It's like wrestling is, nothing is happening.
Yeah, wrestling. They're wrestling, but nothing's happening.
What's that about? Why? Why isn't anything? There's just no big
So it's
superstar?
Just fight,
so,
but no like
Well, no, I'm sure there's
drama?
Things going on, but the wrestling news segment is usually we try and find like some way to tie it into like mainstream pop culture. Okay. And if it's just like, hey, this happened on wrestling this week, everyone would be like, why would I care about that? So like if someone of note shows up, or if someone, a wrestler dies, that's like half the stories is a wrestler dying.
Mm.
Or if like Hulk Hogan says something racist, or
or if another wrestler kills somebody.
Right.
Right. So that's, yeah, that's usually what wrestling news is. But no wrestler has done anything colossally stupid.
And that's the wrestling news of the week.
That's wrestling news of the week.
That there's no news.
No news.
I do got to say this. So we mentioned subscribing to the podcast. Mm-hmm. It's a good way to support the podcast. An even better way are people that use Amazon. You guys use Amazon to buy stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's a great way to support the podcast and buy your stuff on Amazon. If you go to thankyourob.com/Amazon, it takes you to amazon.com with a unique URL to the website. Anything you buy there still costs the same. You can use your Prime. You can use gift cards. Anything else? I think that's it. you're buying your normal stuff, but a little bit, you know, there's advertisements on the page. A percentage of that advertisement actually comes back to the show.
Oh.
So it's like you're still buying your stuff, but you're supporting the podcast
that's
at the same time. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So you don't have to give us any money.
No. But, I mean, you know, you could, though.
I mean, you could. You feel free to give us money.
Yeah.
But it's the shopping that you were going to do on Amazon
Bianca's
anyway.
Reaching for a wallet right now.
All you need to do is go to thankyourob.com/Amazon. Takes you to Amazon. You make your purchases. Small portion of the advertising proceeds come back to the Thank You Rob podcast to help cover production costs and the like.
Oh. Yeah.
That's how we scored this sweet
boom
arm.
I was looking at
your
equipment.
Amazing equipment. Yeah.
Where did you get something
we used
like
to only have one.
Right.
And I would grumble about it. And then one day I showed up here in the cave and I had my own.
Yes.
It was
both
a great
purchased
day.
From Amazon.com.
That's right.
No, thankyourob.com/Amazon.
That's
right.
Make sure you get it right.
You know?
Yes.
And you're doing some last minute Halloween costume shopping?
Yeah.
No?
I also,
go to Amazon.
I bought my Halloween costume on thankyourob.com/Amazon.
What is
yes.
it?
Okay. Somebody, what do you do? Actually, this weekend, Duluth, there's this train that leaves Fitgers Brew House up there.
Okay.
And then goes up to Two Harbors and comes back, and it's like a Halloween party on this train.
The terror train.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Is it the kind of Halloween party where they really scare you, or y'all just having fun?
It's just like a dance party drink.
Dance party 3000.
Okay.
Anyways, me and my buddies are dressing as the Zoolander cast. I am Mugatu, Will Ferrell's
character. The Will Ferrell
character, yeah. And my buddy's being Zoolander, the other one's being Hansel. He's so hot right now.
That's the Owen Wilson character, right?
That's Owen Wilson, yeah. So, yeah, so you can buy your Halloween costumes. Get them quick. Rob. Get them quick.
Okay.
Get them quick. Great way to support the podcast right there. All right, Bianca.
Yes.
Oh, man. Emmy Award winner. Mm-hmm. Jeez. So do you want to talk about that?
Let's hear about it, but I'm still adjusting. So I've always been a behind the scenes type of person. I'm just not a forefront type of person.
Right.
And so since then, it's been like random applause from people.
Yeah. People just see you walking down the street.
Just, you know, you come in, slow clap, drop something off for your buddy, and all of a sudden it's like, hey kids, she just won an Emmy. Everyone comes up like, okay. But that whole day was, it ended up being completely different than what I had planned.
Yeah.
So I ended up staying up really, really late the night before, dealing with all kinds of craziness.
Drugs and whatnot. Yeah.
Just trash in a hotel room.
Maybe not that.
I'm just kidding.
But I ended up staying up way too late. And then I fell asleep at like 6 in the evening where the Emmys were supposed to start. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, I'm going to wake up on time. It'll be fine. I woke up at like 8:30. I saw my phone. Facebook was going crazy. Where are you? Where are you? You won. Where are you?
And like, you were at the hotel, though.
No, I was. Oh,
you were not.
I was with mom. Shout out to mom. Shout out to mom. Because you get good sleep at mom's house. Mm-hmm. Let's keep it real.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I was exhausted.
So you slept right through the Emmys.
I literally almost slept through the Emmys.
Yeah.
So people don't know, but the award ceremony is like 3.5 hours long.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
So I was very glad that I showed up kind of later.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
3.5 hours, I would have fallen asleep at the ceremony.
At the place. Yeah. You was going to miss half of that anyway. Yeah.
And so I made it and came and found our production team and took the cool pictures. But the whole time I was just like, I missed the going up and ta-na-na. Thanks, guys. It's really great. Yeah, I missed that whole part. But it was really, really cool and unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
What I won it for was for a documentary with TPT Television, mm-hmm. Called Discovered Truth. And it's about, the relationship between African Americans and the healthcare system. So we did like a historical look and then all the way up to Minsure to the Obama Affordable Healthcare Act. And just kind of how that looked in Minnesota. Talking about issues of just assuming that you don't get health insurance or you just have a family history of just not getting health insurance and all that kind of stuff. And I was the production assistant. So I was running around. It was a hot summer when we were doing this. Mm-hmm. And they're like, Bianca, we need you to take the cameraman and the audio guy. We're going to get on the street interviews in the middle of downtown Minneapolis at like 90 degrees.
Mm.
Okay.
Was that this summer or last summer?
This was last summer.
Okay. And 2014.
Yes, 2014. Right. And, you know, people don't realize when you're walking around with a full crew, the camera with the boom mic and mm-hmm. all that stuff, people are like not really trying to come up to you unless they really actually want to be on camera. So it was
so
fun,
like
you really got
the weirdos, because those are the people who are like, oh, camera, so I'm gonna go over there.
Yeah. But no, we had a lot of different takes and stuff, mm-hmm. as far as doing that a couple of times to get different aspects of it. But mm-hmm. it was cool, but it was over a very hot summer,
mm-hmm.
And some places that didn't have air conditioning and running around everywhere, but it was a lot of fun.
So it wasn't some cakewalk. You put in your work.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It paid off too.
Yeah. Hey, oh, absolutely.
It was fun. And I learned a lot about myself as far as that kind of work.
Mm-hmm.
Cause some people, you know, 30s, 35 and stuff, they're probably not thinking about a production assistant. Wait a second. I'm a producer. What are you talking about? Like, no, this is a really cool project. So I'm totally fine with running around everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So
cool. That is cool. Well, congratulations again.
Thank you.
That's very cool.
Thank you.
Cool. So word on the streets is you're going to have a party, an Emmy party, and something everyone gets like to come that. Over and take a picture with your Emmy.
So,
yeah.
So here's the thing that people don't know about these award shows, and mm-hmm. mainly for all of them. So BET, Oscars, all that kind of stuff, they are not free. If you get on TV, the music and all that stuff, and behind stage, it goes right back to someone or the production company or the record label, or it goes there. Mm. You have to order your individual.
You mean the actual award?
The actual physical award. Right. Yes.
So when
yes,
you say order, yes. do you mean you actually have to pay for it?
You have to pay.
Did they at least give you free shipping?
I don't know.
Do you need to have Amazon Prime yeah. to get
can you? Can you order your Emmy through thankyourob.com/Amazon? Use our Amazon.
I don't think so.
She set that up.
It's through the Emmy website, and they're very particular, so I'm guessing they wouldn't want anyone else handling those right. beautiful angels.
And not anyone can order one, though. I couldn't order one and just be like, hey, I'm an Emmy winner. Right?
Nope.
They give you a special password or something? Like, only the Emmy winners.
You have to be like a member or have some sort of member number, and mm-hmm. you have to look up everything. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you have to pay. Hey, for that.
Damn.
Bummer.
You won.
But you know what?
For $99.99.
I think they know.
I'd pay for it.
They know that, yeah, if you win one, you're like, hell yeah, I want one for my mantle.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll pay however much for it.
Hey.
Hopefully it's a reasonable price.
It's not too bad, but it's so worth it. Like, because I also work at WCCO, right? Mm-hmm. So you go past people's offices and they got like 10 of them.
Yeah.
I want to do that.
I want one of those.
Well, that's the thing. Like, do you get like newfound respect when you plop one of those down on your desk?
Oh yes.
And you're like,
I would assume,
yeah. You got one of these?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Then shut up.
Yeah. If you don't have an Emmy, don't talk to me.
See, I'm just not that person. It's gonna be hilarious. Yeah. But yes, I do want to kind of have a celebratory thing because your name is on it. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. The one that they give you. Unless you were like the executive producer or the one that we got presented said production team. Mm-hmm. So that's fine. But mm-hmm. I want mine with my name mm-hmm. and title on it.
Are you going to have a party just by yourself?
She's been having a party.
Well, this is what's
going to
happen, right?
I would dance naked with it.
This is what's going to happen. This is what's going to happen. Mama going to be like, so it's coming to the house, right? It's like,
she want
to
hold it.
Yeah.
Right. She want
to
hold it.
She want to have her reign with it, you know, and call up everybody.
Can you order
come
two?
Visit the house. Yes, you can order duplicates.
Okay. Really?
So, see, you just answered my Merry Christmas situation.
Oh, you were going to get one for us. She was going to get one for us.
We could add it. It would fit perfectly right next to the leg lamp and the owl.
No.
Yeah, it belongs. That's where it belongs.
Oh, well, that's awesome, Bianca. That's very cool. And you do a lot of film work. You do a lot. WCCO, you mentioned.
Yes.
Tell us about Crown Lens Media Group.
So Crown Lens Media Group is kind of like our umbrella of which Candy Fresh, Reminisce Over You, and all the content that we have.
Mm-hmm.
So they're the ones that are helping me in all my madness with St. Paul Neighborhood Network, which is the production crew for those shows. So right now we're a collective, we're like a media organization, and we create content. We think of awesome ideas to do more programming and such that's local, a lot of different stories and stuff of different types of things that are going on in the Twin Cities. So creative content creators type mm-hmm. of organization.
So who else is involved in Crown Lens? Because there's a lot of names tied with that.
A lot of names.
So these are our hosts. So Sonny, Felicia of
Candy Fresh.
Candy Fresh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, can you introduce everyone and what their roles are so we can really...
If that's cool, if that's cool.
I'm trying to do one of these, but... You gotta get up over here. Get up on there.
So... So right next to me is Miss Britt
of
Candy Fresh. She is one of the co-hosts. And right next to her is Sonny Brown.
I've been talking the whole time.
And then our audience host is Miss Felicia Perry.
Peace. What's up, everybody?
And so she's in our latest addition. So in the rest of our episodes for Candy Fresh, we have an audience host. Mm-hmm. So what I noticed in the first episode is there was a lot of really cool people that just came to support. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, I know. It was like, and I didn't have someone in the audience to do interviews.
All right.
And so when you guys come.
Yep.
You can get on camera.
You can get on camera.
Yeah.
So, I mean, because we're like minor celebrities. So.
I mean, I don't have any Emmys or anything.
But, you know, we're in the next tier down.
See.
Well, you don't have to be a celebrity for me to talk to you.
All right.
Oh, thank you. That's awesome.
Boom.
Now, the first episode, which is up on YouTube now.
Yes.
Had some good guests. You had Ashley DuBose.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Chadwick Niles Phillips. We actually had him on at the For the Love Show.
For the Love Show.
Yeah, yep. I remember that.
Kenneth Caldwell.
Yes.
And Toki Wright.
Mm-hmm. Toki. Yes.
That's cool. And how do you, some of you guys have ties with Toki, right?
In some way,
I think everybody does in some way.
Yeah, I mean, my best friend grew up with them, mm-hmm. and then I always supported Soul Tools.
I actually grew up with Toki as well. We went to the same high school and college, so we spent
a lot of time.
Well, I don't know if I would say a lot of time. We spent a lot of academic time together. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense. So it wasn't like we got to kick it.
Oh, right.
He's not that. He wasn't that interesting. No, I'm just playing Toki.
Oh, poor Toki.
Oh.
I'm a part of Soul Tools Entertainment. So Toki's the vice president. He's my co-host on Soul Tools Radio, and I live with him. So
oh, you live with him?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So that's a connection. That's a
pretty big connection. Yeah. It was funny watching you interview him because you had mentioned that you're also the co-host and you're interviewing him. It's like it would be like me interviewing John, right? Yeah. You know what I mean? But that was cool. A very well put together first episode.
Thank you.
And you guys just filmed the second episode last week, right?
Yes.
Which Bianca invited us to.
Yes.
Well, but I didn't get an invitation.
Well, because
she invited you.
Be like, yeah. Why weren't you?
We were doing episode 150, the milestone.
Oh, it was the milestone when we had Joe Mabbitt from The Hideaway on,
yeah.
Which I encourage people to go back and listen to because I re-listened to that episode and it was, I mean, his stories are really, really good.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Yeah.
I know you guys will make it. I'm not worried.
We'll be there.
We'll be there eventually.
Yeah,
yes.
You
guys always
when we're
record?
Done, you let me know when you record. We'll come through.
You better be at the
She's right. She's right.
It's the only way.
Now, you guys did the last episode last week at the Amsterdam. Are you guys doing it at different venues every time?
Is it always on location?
Okay, so St. Paul Neighborhood Network has just moved. So my full-time job as community productions and sponsorship coordinator, mm-hmm. We just moved to a really cool place. And so they're building out an amazing new studio. And so in between time, we will be going to different venues until we have our shiny new beautiful place to have a home base for Candy
nice.
Fresh. And we'll probably still do some venues because there's like a buzz kind of happening because then after I booked the Amsterdam, then John over at Honey was like, hey. It's like, mm-hmm. Oh, okay, we can do that.
And Honey's, and Honey's a cool spot.
It is.
So, we might do some appearances again, but we need a home.
Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of moving parts. Are you allowed to say who was on episode two? We talk about that? Are there guests?
Yeah, we could.
Are you allowed to say?
Mention,
I don't want to.
We can mention one of them. Their name, I'm horrible at saying, but Mooks, you know I love you. Mooks, she's a playwright and actress mm-hmm. and upcoming hip-hop artist low-key. We had Miss Shimmer. We had Chris Lawrence. I don't know
if
you've heard of him.
Yeah, we've done a couple podcasts at Urban Lights and I know Tim Wilson, the owner, has some ties with
that's
him.
His I think that's his manager, so
that's
cool. We had him, and then him and Ryan Bynum performed.
Okay.
And then who am I forgetting? The last,
the fashion designer,
Mimi Gwynn.
Mimi
had also did an interview, and then I had her bring one of her amazing pieces. So I'm really excited to show off the beautiful dress that she brought to show.
Nice.
Get our dope DJ.
No. I was getting there. DJ Kizzy, Miss Akina. I wanted her to be our official DJ for Candy Fresh. She was awesome. Mm-hmm. So I can't forget about her. And I kept forgetting. I'm sorry.
Who is the DJ in the first episode?
That was DJ Diggy.
Diggy. Okay. Right, right.
So tell one half of Up Rock.
Yes. So we've talked a little bit about the show and the guests, but we haven't really gone over the concept of the show.
Right.
Explain what the show's about and what you're trying to do with it.
Man, so Candy Fresh is about music, arts, culture that features a DJ, dancers, a live audience, and amazing dynamic interviews. A lot of moving parts. And we do kind of bring a lot of different musical artists and performance art. Like on the show, you saw Kenneth Caldwell doing a piece.
Mm-hmm.
So visual artists. And we want to make sure that there are other businesses and stuff like that, organizations and everything that are a part of those episodes. Like, I think we're even trying to bring some boxing type of ideas. Shout out to Sonny for that idea. So we always want to keep it new, fresh, and inclusive in some sort of way. Not to, because we have our networks are like ridiculous as far as all kinds of different types of people, so we don't want to exclude people. The concept is
like boxing, like putting things in boxes.
Boxing.
HBO okay. Fight Night.
Wow.
Fight Night.
So that's the concept, to be fresh, new, and dynamic, sweet, and always moving. So we've had some dope dancers that have came on so far. And
can I ask you this?
What?
I'm not going to ask. I'm just going to openly say this. I'm going to watch this Drake video some more, learn these moves. I'm going to come out. I'm going to display these moves. Right?
I'm not even going to lie. That Drake video, I fought a Candy Fresh with all the covers.
Thank you.
Come do that. Bachata,
yes, please do.
You know this. I stubbed my pinky toe move.
Yes.
All that. Oh, wow.
Come do it.
I'm sure we could pull some like that What's Up With That show that's on SNL.
That would be
The Running Man.
Get yourself the red tracksuit.
The red tracksuit.
Running Man the whole time.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
I'm just trying to help you guys out.
we'll try and squeeze that into some episode.
That would be fun.
I don't know what they're talking about. They know how I am. Mm-hmm. I take every opportunity for a dance break. Just come see me.
Okay, understood.
Just come see me.
Yeah.
Okay?
Even if, now you guys are going to take this seriously.
Yep.
Like, we come out for the show, you're going to be like,
if it's
okay.
Not on camera, we'll just dance for fun, you know?
They say no, smile, nod, and we're just going to dance anyway.
Do it anyway. I love that.
That's awesome. So who came up with the idea for the show?
Okay, so that would be me and Mr. Aaron Price. So Crownlands, well, the executive side of Crownlands would be me, Aaron Price, and Martrell Brown. They're the techie and the brains and the, I call them the Make My Dreams Come True team. And the reason why I say that is I had said, you know, it would be really dope to have a camera crane.
They made you one.
I had a camera crane on Sunday. I had said on Friday, and then it magically was there.
That's because Martrell is Batman.
Martrell is Batman.
He's Batman.
And Spider-Man.
Yes.
Home Depot is his place. Mm-hmm. And literally, I came over and he spray painted it. It looked like he bought it.
He put the bat. Like, no, he put the bat symbol on it.
It's probably on there somewhere.
Right.
That's cool. I saw your Facebook post about that.
Yes.
Looks good.
Oh my god.
So you haven't used it yet
I haven't used it yet.
Okay.
I'm so excited.
I'm such a nerd. And I'm proud of being a nerd.
Oh, that's
right. That's all right. Embrace it. Embrace it.
Yes. Because of course, you know, we were trying it outside and stuff, and I'm all walking around and I'm like teaching him camera angles, and I'm like, okay, slow pan to the left, okay, tilt this way, and he's like, what? He's like, just follow where I'm going, follow my finger. He's like, okay. So it's gonna be so dope.
That's because cool.
we want those cool audience shots of just people just flyover. I call it the flyover. I want that so bad, and so now I will have it.
You'll get your flyover.
Yes,
you will get it.
The dream come true team. Yes.
Well, Miss Britt, how's it going over there?
It's great. I mean, except for not having a chair. When I come back, I want an Emmy, a chair, a microphone.
Next time we'll have all new microphones.
I gave you a cold bottle of water.
You did give me water, and I appreciate that.
If we're taking requests, I just would like my microphone bedazzled. If that
there you go,
bedazzled microphone.
We can do that.
We're in
I think we can do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's our thing.
We'll work on that next time. Yeah. We'll work on that. So you're a co-host on Soul Tools.
Yeah.
Right. And now this. What else do you do? What don't you do?
That's a better question. No, it really depends on the day. I call myself an entrepreneur or an artivist. So I'm an artist, activist, entrepreneur. So I have my own consulting company. Nice. I'm an actress, a spoken word artist. I have a book coming out next year, so that's exciting.
Damn. She's busy.
Yeah,
very busy.
Running
very
Soul
busy.
Tools Entertainment with my love, Toki and Reggie.
Nice.
And now we're doing TV.
Very cool. Yep.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, that's a great first episode, I got to say.
Thank you.
And now, Felicia, you weren't part of episode one, right?
No, I was brought on as a host for the second episode.
Second one, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
First episode of Reminisce Over You, which is another show through Crown Lens Media Group, also by Bianca and Aaron, was the show that I was originally, when I auditioned, that was the show that I was chosen for. And so after the first episodes, several meetings and whatnot, we decided that we would have me as the audience host so that we could bring in more of that connection with the audience.
Mm-hmm.
And so as a new organization, Crown Lens Media Group, one of the things that we have to get used to is like the constant evolution of things, which is something I'm used to when it comes to our artwork anyway. But yeah, it's been an interesting ride. But now I'm on Candy Fresh, so the role is a little bit different. So I'm mm-hmm. learning to get used to that after like months of being in the Roy mindset.
Mm. Well, that's awesome. Welcome to the Candy Fresh team.
Da, da, da.
Right?
Thank you.
Allow me to, the guy who has nothing to do with it.
Congratulations. I appreciate it. Thank you, Rob.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. And then, Sani, how do you fit into the fold here? How did this all come together with you?
Well, I auditioned like Britt and Felicia did. And we co-host. We try to, my main goal, and I do this because I'm also a host for SPNN, is to try to set the tone and get everybody comfortable, and it should be a good time, because if everybody's comfortable, then you get a better interview. So, but we go back and forth, as you saw in the first episode, and we interview the different guests that come on the show. And I really try to make sure that my energy is surrounding, if that makes sense. I really try to set the tone so that it's fun, it's fresh, it's sweet, when we previewed the first episode, I don't know how short your attention span is, but you know how Bianca said everything is moving. I try to add to that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's constantly something to watch. So,
keep people's attention.
Keep people's attention, yeah. Because we do as this generation with Absolutely. Things popping out all the time. You know, you have to be able to keep
that's up. That's Bush League right there. And I won't edit it out. No. I'm sorry.
We don't
continue.
Edit anything out.
No, we don't.
That's live radio, live podcast.
So did you guys all know each other before all this?
I just knew Bianca, bits and pieces. I am very new to the Twin City scene. I was a preschool teacher for a very long time, very secluded to myself. So even the names you guys were, the local acts you were talking about on The Current, I'm like, yep, going to put that in my mental file. Yep. So I'm being introduced because Felicia, Bianca, Brittany, they all have this huge network of people they know, and I'm just soaking in everything. So.
Wow. Well, welcome to Minnesota.
Thank you. Yeah. I've only been here since 93.
Oh, okay. Wow. So you were in a shell there.
Yeah, I was in my little bubble. You know, my thing is, my first love for a career is working with kids.
Yeah.
So this is a brand new world. Mm-hmm. Well, like, that's another podcast for another day.
I'm like, okay, so someone's being a little modest, but Sani has... had a show with Cam O'J, so she's not too new, and it's a great show that I love to catch when I'm up. I love it's really, really cool. She has a lot of great music, and she has certain segments that some folks are like attached to. Like, I remember she was like, if I leave, like, it was like, wait a second, you didn't do your like some of your current event type pieces and stuff. And so she does a great job with that. And then also another show that she does with St. Paul Neighborhood Network is called St. Paul Forum. And so that's a news magazine type of show that they interview different types of people that are doing really cool things. But it's more of like a talk show format, just kind of two chairs, three cameras, really basic. Mm-hmm. But she always has like the greatest questions and does her homework. So it's always such a great show. And those are all on YouTube. Like St. Paul Neighborhood Network has their own YouTube channel. So if you want to catch up.
You were being very modest over there.
I just was like, wow. Wait a second.
I was just like 2 weeks ago, you were just hanging out with little kids all day. That's what I pictured.
Well, that's what I do during the day. That literally is my first love. I work with autistic kids at the Minnesota Autism Center. So that's my first love. And I used to kind of play on the radio and do TV commercials with my sister. So I would say that's my second love. Mm-hmm. But I am very, very fortunate to be working with these ladies. I'm slow to come out of my shell, and it's overwhelming, the network that they know, but it's coming out of my comfort zone and coming from just this little, small little box. Bianca's always throwing stuff, Mammy, look, we finna interview this person. I need you to be ready in 6 days. And the way I go into it is I go into it like I have no idea who this person is. And I go into it honestly like I don't know who you are. And, and that's where my questions come from. So,
well, that's a good thing sometimes. Some people get
kind
of starstruck.
That's like what all my questions are, because I don't know anybody. I have no prep. Just show up and ask people questions.
And ask questions, because they're natural questions.
That question isn't on the list here.
Yeah.
Speaking of that.
And then also,
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
One more thing. Mm-hmm. She created our theme song. So, like, if you listen to the trailer.
I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. I don't forget those kinds of things. I was like, you saved us some money in creating that, you know.
Well, now I know that.
But, yes, yeah, so she has the theme. She created the theme for Candy Fresh. So that opening song that you hear is Miss Sonny.
Right. Good work. Good work. So that's on the Crown Lens Media YouTube page.
Yes.
I'm going to throw a link in the show here, the episode at thankyourob.com, so people can check out the show.
Nice.
What do you got?
Is it time?
It is time. This is going to be fun. All right, guys, ready for this? The high five.
Yeah.
Five hard-hitting questions. Miss Britt. Felicia, you can't hear the music right now that's playing. But so five questions. I guess let's go like this. Since these two are sharing a mic, they'll answer one question, not independently, and then your question they will answer independently. Right? Yeah. You following what I'm doing?
No, I have no idea what you're doing.
Any questions? Any questions?
Okay.
So we. No, I don't get it either.
All right. How about this?
I'm just a little bit disappointed. The music's done.
Everybody, one question. That's going to take a long time.
There you go.
It was intro music.
There you go. See, now double I feel intro. Prepared. I still don't know what's going on, but at least the music.
I think we said everyone one question and then one group question. That's five questions.
All right, let's do that.
We should do the 20. 20 questions.
20 questions.
Yeah.
Truth or dare?
Truth or dare?
All right, are you going to start it off, John? Should I do it?
No, you start.
I'm going to start it off.
These are the best
because we asked Bianca some of these questions already, and I have to remember which ones we already asked.
I'm going to start with Felicia down here.
All right.
Okay. You ready for this?
No.
Come on.
What is the worst job you've ever had to do? The worst job.
The worst job that I've ever had to do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's actually kind of hard. I've been blessed to have some pretty decent jobs. I've had jobs I've ended up hating in the end. But probably like the worst job was one of my first jobs out of high school. It was probably like my third job, but I was working for a temp agency, and I worked for Norwest Bank before they turned into Wells Fargo downtown in the financial building. And I was working in their like filing department, literally just making files, like physically putting little sticky things and writing names on files.
Oh, wow.
And then pulling files that like the customer service representatives needed in the mortgage department. So like people would call in, need information on their stuff, and then they'd put in a request for a file, and I would go and find the file. And so one of the main things I remember is like always listening to my headphones and getting lots of paper cuts and hurting all the fucking
didn't,
time.
You didn't wear those the finger condoms?
No,
my knees hurting all the time because like all the kneeling and shit. So that sucked a lot.
Sounds
though I
awesome.
Worked with really awesome people.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
What are you booing?
the shitty job.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know we were using the boo button for that. Now
we have a boo crowd, but we don't ever get to use it. So
no, we never.
I felt that was time to use it.
We have hardly used any of our button bar today.
So yeah. Come on, push them buttons, y'all. All
right. There
oh,
we go.
Yes.
There
you Every go. Time I say something, I want that.
No. All right.
Wait, is all that right. like the Beyonce
Should we
button?
Just should we just move?
Yeah, go ahead. You got a question for Sonny?
I do. All right. Sonny.
All right.
You are stranded on an island and you could only bring three things. What would your three things be?
Should the
three things.
Okay. Seriously? Mm-hmm. Three things. A seed of some exotic plant that I could live off of.
I'm writing this down. I'm taking notes. Seed.
Baby wipes for hygiene purposes. Mm-hmm. You said three?
Three.
Oh, goodness.
Only one more. Think.
Yeah, I'd have to have some type of oil, coconut oil or something. I have really dry scalp. I know that's really random.
What an odd. I'll tell you this, really when you're finally found, you're going to look great.
You will.
You're going to look great.
It's, yeah, I, yeah. My, it would have to be.
Nobody would ever know you were stranded. Fabulous island, a stranded island.
My favorite thing about that question is... It sort of gives you a glimpse into like people's outlook on life, because some people answer the question assuming they will be found. Mm-hmm. And some people answer the question like, well, I'm going to die here, so I might as well make it enjoyable.
Right.
And I think that totally gives you like perspective on people's outlook on life
mm-hmm.
based on how they answer that question.
Wow, Sonny, what does that say about you?
You're optimistic.
I'm very optimistic.
Yeah. All right, let's go with that.
It says hygienic.
It's right.
And very hygienic. Yes. Yes.
I just,
yes.
I don't like itchy scalp. That's definitely.
Boy, just show up. Hey, right. Be ready.
Smelling like a fresh baby. Okay. That is a lot of hygiene products.
All right, Miss Britt, yeah, you ready for this?
Let's do this.
What was my question?
Yeah,
there you go.
Thank you, thank you.
Miss Britt, my question to you, if you could talk with one type of animal, I'm talking conversation, back and forth, what animal would it be?
A liger.
A liger?
Yes.
She's not the first one to say that.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. Somebody, I mean, someone we're 151 episodes into the show, so
you're bound to get some repeats.
I don't remember who, but somebody said that.
Well, whoever it is, they're awesome, first of all. shout outs to you, you Goglin Coco. Secondly, ligers are mythical creatures, and right. So I feel like we could transcend this earth and we could like figure some shit out.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's deep.
Plus they're like a hybrid, you know, so they right. understand the struggle of like coming from a diverse background
mm-hmm.
and, you know, yeah.
That's good.
It's deep.
I like that answer.
It's deep.
Very good.
I thought about this.
So you left me with Bianca, who've already asked 100 questions.
Right,
I don't remember what questions she has not had yet. If I ask you the question, you've already answered it.
I will
just
be
say,
truthful.
Next,
I've already answered
question.
This question.
Next right. question.
I'm excited because I remember the last time. That was so much fun.
All right. You're on American Idol.
Oh, shit.
Wow. You can sing one song. Mm. What is your song?
Wow.
I'm interested to find out what this is.
I mean, but can I sing? There's
yeah,
singing,
I mean, you can sing. You could sing to the best of the natural ability that you have. Okay. So you got to play to your strengths.
Okay. You know what? I probably would. I don't even know the name of it. I just remember it from
sing
Dream
it for
Girls.
Us. Sing
oh
it.
No, I'm not singing. Ooh, no.
It
I'm
requires not. You to sing.
Dream Girls, who sing it?
The song Jennifer Hudson. That the song that if you watch Apollo, everyone who tried to sing that song.
And I'm telling you.
Yes, I would sing And I'm Telling You, because that's like the hardest song. That not too many people can pull off, so I can win Idol and get my money and go on about my business.
Take the money and run.
Take the money and run. Yes, so you didn't ask me that question, so you're good. You're good.
We're good on that one. Yes.
Nice. All right, now this is a question for everybody.
Okay.
Everybody. Bianca, you may have been asked this question before, but we were talking about Back to the Future.
Yeah.
Time travel.
Mm-hmm.
If you had a time machine... When or where would you go?
I love this question.
Yes.
Miss Britt's got an answer.
1920s Harlem Renaissance. Yeah.
For sure. Nice.
Because my great-grandmother was like my age during that time, and she was just like fly as hell. So I feel like we would just be fly as hell together, and I'd be chilling with like Langston Hughes, writing poetry, and yeah.
Nice. That's a good one.
Thank you.
That's a good one.
Anyone have a different answer?
Who else?
Can't say the same thing. This is a new rule because we haven't had multiple people answer the same question. Wow.
I really thought you were going to ask the murder question.
You thought the murder?
Yeah. I was hoping for the
murder.
No murder.
No murder.
I had the murder question. It's a damn good question.
Who do we got?
What? That would be a difficult question for me. I'm a little too, I don't know, I get all philosophical. I don't know that I'd go to the past only because I really try to let go of trying to change stuff. But if I had to choose to go to the future, then that's almost even frightening just because of the unknown. But I would say I would go to about 10 years from now. My son will be graduated from high school by then, in college, maybe graduating from college by then. And like, I'd really love to see what my life looks like at that point. Mm-hmm. And if all the things that I've been working so hard on right now, like, what sort of manifestation comes out of those? So, yeah.
I love
curiosity
that.
would bring me to the future.
Okay. We ask that question a lot, and it's so rare that people say the future. Right. Almost everyone goes to the past of some. Well,
think about this, and no disrespect to Miss Britt's answer. Mm-hmm. If we learn anything from Back to the Future, is you don't go to the past and mess with stuff.
Right.
Because it just messes it up for everybody.
The butterfly effect, right? Butterfly effect.
So you can go to the Harlem Renaissance, just but don't mess with anything. Don't touch anything. Don't talk to anybody.
Sports almanac.
Stay out of the hobby shop. Leave the sports almanac alone. Bianca, did you have an answer there?
I actually would go... And it might be a little corny, I guess, to the 80s, because the music was dope. The clothes wasn't the greatest, but the 80s, I really like 80s music. So I wouldn't mess with none. I just, go to a bunch of
concerts.
You just
go to a club and dance.
I just go to concerts and check out people like right before they blow up type of thing.
Studio 54.
Yeah. Well, no, not Studio 54.
No.
Ooh, no. That was too much drugs. See, that's how
you don't have to do drugs. You don't have to.
No. Just witness it.
Studio 54.
If you die in the past, do you die in the current time? Like if you go to Studio 54 and overdose, because that's what people do there. Do you die in the future?
I would say you don't have a future.
You never existed. You
but if this was, let's say you were born.
Your future self dying, not your past self.
Right, exactly. So you would still eventually be
in the future.
Eventually live to come back in time and die. That's interesting.
That's deep. We're getting deep here.
That's deep. I don't like it. Y'all making my spirit.
Yeah.
When you die in the present and the past, whatever that is, I don't want it.
I don't want that. Sonny, you're up. What you got?
Immediately, and I had a conversation with my mom about this the other day, I would totally go back to the 60s. I love everything about the 60s. Some of P.D. Green, he's a radio personality. You ever seen that movie Talk to Me with Don Cheadle?
Yeah.
I love me some Petey Green. There are so many people I'm inspired how outspoken they were, how they stood out. They, Angela Davis, man, just so many people. The people were way more socially conscious, and there was more of a brotherly love between races, and it just seems like a really exciting time. Obviously, it was a chaotic time as well, but just. College students were aside from the drugs, they were still more socially conscious, even with the drugs, than I would say college students are now, just the movements and just how our culture and our history was changed so much. I'm so inspired by the 60s. If you say the spirit of the 60s is not alive, you ain't talk to me. I love everything about this. People was just, they fought the power, man. I love that, yeah.
There needs to be more fighting for the power.
Yeah, right. I agree. And I feel like we've been dummied down by our little tools. And I think we need to revive that spirit. And, people had the balls to say, no, government, you serve me, not the other way around, And I don't, we see a little bit.
Are you saying we need to start an uprising?
Fight
right here
up.
On the podcast.
All it takes is for the first person to be like, let's do this.
Mm-hmm. That's really interesting because I feel quite the opposite. And I feel like the people out there that are actually living in the spirit of the 60s are the ones who are most criticized nowadays for like trying to do old stuff for supposedly new problems and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, not to diminish your experience but like, I mean, my college experience is what initially opened my mind and my eyes to caring about social justice, caring about other human beings who didn't look like me because their stories were different, and and like caring enough to try to do something even though they weren't what I thought was my community. And so I'm thankful and I'm grateful enough to my network that you talked about to be of a lot of people who I feel really carry the spirit of, I guess, the 60s and who live revolution and that sort of thing. And what I'm hoping to do with something like a show like Candy Fresh is to be able to give some of those people a platform, because a lot of the people I deal with, they do it through their artwork.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and that's how I sort of fell into even this TV show, was I was working on some projects with people where they are producing these amazing pieces that I'm able to be a part of, but it was artwork and it meant something. And so it was more through that I got exposure for people to even consider, like, Felicia, did you hear about this audition thing or whatever? And so, I mean, I definitely agree. The 60s have this amazing sort of energy behind it that I think sometimes we kind of romanticize, because the energy was there for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't because things were great. But I think what Sani touches on is the ability for people to, despite that, be able to live that fly life, right? Mm-hmm. And be able to grasp some sort of like that humanity in their own life and enjoyment in their own life, despite all these like crazy struggles and all this fighting that we have to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I like shows like, you know, what we're creating with Candy Fresh, where we can give people the platform to talk about some of these difficult things, but allow them to be able to express it in the way that they want to, which, you know, for artists, it brings us so much joy, even if the topic is, you know, something that's very hard for us or very serious. But to be able to live in that, bring that thing out that is within you, I love that Candy Fresh allows these artists to be able to do that. Like Shimmer, who we had on the show this last show, she's got an amazing story as a transgender artist of color. You know, part of my network, I have a friend that I performed with in dance, right? But she is opening this amazing charter school in like North Minneapolis called Sankofa Underground North. And through her work, she's able to connect with people who are willing to hear about the type of work that she's doing in the community and the type of work like other people are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, like stuff like the 60s and bringing that spirit, but being able to bring it to this time and affect a change like right now, to tell stories right now, narratives right now that aren't being told, is what I love about a format like Candy Fresh, where we welcome the artists and we say, hey, what is it you're working on? Do you want to talk about it? And do you want people to hear about it? Like, we've got a show for you and we've got an amazing audience for you. Like, our audience, man, they are like super, super hype. And that's why I would love for more people to come out and be a part of like the live taping experience. Like I told you guys, like I'm the one out there like dancing and stuff, because for me,
we'll
like a good time to be around people who like appreciate, you know, art, the fellowship of other like entrepreneurs and business people, artists and things like that. And so yeah, like that's what Candy Fresh is kind of about. Like, we can talk about difficult stuff, but like we make it fresh, we make it fun, and we're hoping to give people like an audience and a platform to be able to share that.
Nice. Like candy.
Like candy.
All right, are we high five?
That wraps it up.
We're done.
High five.
And that wraps up the high five.
High five. What is that? Is that the Tribe Music Clan?
I was the song?
Yeah.
It's a guy named Ritz. Ritz the rapper.
Ritz the rapper. Ritz the rapper.
There's a new murder question.
A new murder.
Yeah, there's a second murder question that we didn't ask you, I think.
And you're going to have to wait till the next
time.
Wait till
the next time.
You hear that? We will be live at the Bedlam Theater on November 10th for the Love Mixtape show.
Yes.
So we will be there. Yeah, I think we're going to try to just do one interview that whole time because it's going to be another crazy night. That's the thing about For the Love, awesome show. We don't get to see the show.
No.
Because we're
no,
down there interviewing
people. We're in the basement interviewing people.
So this time I want to be able to see the show and enjoy the show because it's so many artists. And
speaking of For the Love, at For the Love, I was through there for the first set of interviews, the first episode that we recorded there, and then I had to leave. Mm-hmm. And Danami came in and sat in for me for a little while.
He did.
At the show.
Yep.
I saw Danami last week. I don't know if you saw our Twitter interaction or not. So I saw him at Nina's in St. Paul.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, I think that's Danami. I'm going to go over and say hi. And then immediately my kids start screaming. I'm like, can't say hi to Danami. Got to leave. So I tweeted him. I'm like, I think I saw you at Nina's. He's like, yeah, that was me. I'm like,
thanks for leaving me alone in public.
So I feel like a jerk. I don't know who.
You should have totally gone. He's getting ready to be a dad himself, so that would have been awesome practice for him.
Good luck.
Here, practice.
This is your future.
Take some practice.
Yep.
Yeah. But shout out to Anahita and Danami. Yeah. Congratulations. Publicly to them.
That's very exciting for them.
Well, any last words from you guys? Where should people go to check out work?
Social media and all sorts of stuff.
Is there a Candy Fresh webpage? How do people get there?
We are there. It's been crazy since the first episode. It's like, we can make you an app. And I'm like, wait.
I want an app.
Right? So, like, at Crown Lens. And so that's CROWNLENS. And we're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. And we're on Facebook. So you can find us that way. Candy Fresh will have all of that soon. I think I already said all the places that you can find me. It's like, I don't want to say it all.
It's hard not to find Bianca on the internet these days.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to say all
the Search for Bianca Rhodes and you just see Emmy.
And so everybody.
I only say that because I'm very proud of you. That's very cool.
Items, Facebooks, Twitters for any even.
Soul Tools?
I'll let my ladies do it.
Yeah.
Oh, and
go Brit. Here you go.
Go Brit.
Yeah, so.
Wait, hold on.
Oh, thank you. Now I am so now much more prepared to speak. At Hey Miss Brit on all my social networks, and also at Soul Tools on everything. Soul Tools or Soul Tools Radio, both. So, Soul Tools.
Yeah. I'm not really a Twitterer. But every now and again, I'll post something up. So that's at sunsweet_B. Sunsweet is SunSweet, and then there's a underscore. I want to make it really difficult. Mm-hmm. And B. And then
so
I'm on.
No one can find you.
So nobody can find. I want no one to see my tweets. They're all private. I'm pretty much on all social media. I'll just spell my name, SANNI. There's not too many Sonnies out there.
And that's your mother's spelling of the name.
That's my mom's spelling. It depends on who I'm talking to. Yes. If it's the IRS, it's one N. I'm clear with the IRS, though. Mm-hmm. I'm cool.
We're good. And Felicia.
Hey, what's up, Felicia? And the main spot you can find me is at Fiparella. I do a lot of my stuff from Instagram. I'm a fashion designer.
She is a fashion designer. I was trying to save them.
I'm a fashion designer as well as a performance artist, as well as an activist and community volunteer in various capacities. We'll just say that. And I'm a mom. So most of the stuff that I do is through Fiparella, which is my brand, FEEPERELLA. Look for the yellow letters.
All right.
Look for the gold letters, rather. You can find me there from Facebook to Instagram to Twitter, which I don't use. And also at www.fiparella.com is my website.
Well, it's official.
It's official.
Yes.
Well, thank
you. Look for a new site launching soon.
Nice. Well, thank you guys all for coming through and doing this. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Remind the listeners, head over to Thank You, Rob. Head over to thankyourob.com. There's links to the past episodes. You can check out Bianca on however many cameoing here and there. Last week, episode 150, we went to the Hideaway Studio. Very cool experience
in the famous Grain Belt Complex.
Yes, very very good time. Also a link to iDefine Design. Let's say you guys have a brand and you don't have a website for yourself. There might be a guy who's reaching into a drawer and pulling out some business cards right now blindly, and he's handing them over to people. Maybe there's one of those guys in this room here right now.
Really?
I don't know. But that guy's here, and he could do that for you.
That works perfectly.
At a reasonable price.
My Winx account is about to get canceled.
Oh, Winx. Okay. And then there's also a link to johnnyquestionmark.com, the official website of Johnny Question Mark.
Absolutely, where you can download Falling in Like for free right now. Also have the track listing posted from episode 2 of Hometown Hype on 104.7 WEQY Eastside St. Paul Radio.
That's a
I would
great
also like to say Johnny Question Mark has a fly ass watch on.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
We're bookending this episode. We open with the talk about the watch.
Can I just talk about it for a second?
Please do.
All right, so I found this company. They're called Original Grain, and they started a Kickstarter to start their company. They made one watch, and it was made out of metal, of course, and then wood from whiskey barrels. They created their Kickstarter, and they raised $450,000. Wow. So people were like,
wow,
all over
they
the
want them.
They launched their company. Now they do like 7 or 8 different watches, and all of them are metal and incorporate wood. This one is the maple.
That's cool.
So this is got real maple from a maple tree, and then this sort of black metal here. But they sell all the sorts of different kinds of
Does
all
it
different
taste
kinds
like
of wood.
Maple?
I don't even licked it yet.
Yet.
And it's the honestly, real test. It's like I literally hadn't bought a watch in 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
I saw this on the internet. I'm like, I need that.
I must have it.
And they got me. They pulled me out and out of my non-watch buying world.
Nice.
And now I'm in the watch buying
world.
Looks
great. You're killing it, man.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
John, what time is it?
What time is it? Oh, yeah. Look at my watch.
What time is it?
I don't even know if I know how to tell time with one of these
anymore. It doesn't even matter. You look fly.
Yeah, well, thank you. It's what, like 10 to 9?
Just look and say, don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Maybe that could be a new setup for the closing of the show. I'd be like, John, what time is it?
And then what am I supposed to say?
What?
I don't understand.
What do you mean?
What are you asking?
also,
not well set up.
Also on thankyourob.com, there's a link to Fuzz Talk Radio, our good friends down in Mankato. They have a 24/7 internet radio station replaying episodes of the podcast, playing Minnesota music all day, all night, all day.
What up?
And
nuts.
finally on thankyourob.com,
finally,
a link to Amazon Associates. A great way to support the podcast.
Click the link, support the podcast.
Buy some stuff. Doesn't matter. I don't care what it is. Stuff you're going to buy anyways.
That's right.
And support the podcast. We do appreciate it. John, any last words?
I got nothing.
Well, thank you.
Bye to my homegirls.
Absolutely.
From Black. That's all I'm going to say. They know who they are. I love y'all. I'm missing rehearsal for this.
And I'm going to end it with handshakes and high fives.
Panic. Ape shit. Dummy, lose your mind. Go ape shit. work shit. FN bought like a pit bull. When I let it off, I merch shit. Give them a graveyard like a work ship. Made 50K on my worst flip. They want the Waka Flocka. Bitch, I'm famous. Need 100 bands for this verse shit. This gun, long as my arm size try to rob me, you get hog tied up from Playco. That's the south side. Some dog on them like a roll high. Bunch of real niggas on this side. Giga pussy niggas on that side. I know what they want. My blood know what I want. Send me cuss like every month. I roll 4 grams in my blunt. I got life inside my trunk. Keep a chopper if you stunt. Pussy play tough if you want. You a dead man. I'm from Riverdale where them boys going ham. Blam! Riots! Fucking turn up, bitch. It's real. I'm talking about a riot. I don't give a fuck about a cop. I'm trying to fire in a riot. We about to spill into the streets. Talking about a real riot.